The Cambridge-Boston area has long been a hotbed of independent music. It's had some of the best rock clubs in the country, large and usually small. It's been the place to catch bands that could be huge in a few years, and you could say you caught them back when. Well, it's been a rough few months for indie music lovers and performers. Three locally run venues are leaving the scene. Johnny D's opened in Davis Square, Somerville, back in 1969 as a bar and then a music venue. Over the years, it's hosted the blues of Buddy Guy and the cowboy songs of Riders in the Sky and pretty much everything in between. It's closing early next year. T.T. the Bears, off Mass Ave and Central Square, Cambridge, closes tomorrow. Over 40 years, it became a fixture for music fans and performers, good, bad, and usually loud. And finally, Weirdo Records. It closed in May. It was also in Cambridge for less than a decade, but it had loyal fans. They were drawn to its ragged edginess, obscure punk, weird electronica, avant-garde jazz, and everything else, a lot of it on vinyl. Well, this week we spoke to some Bostonians who became fixtures themselves at these three venues. First, Peter Wolfe, musician and lead vocalist for the Jay Giles Band. He loved Weirdo Records.
And as tiny as it was like walking into someone's closet. There was an abundance of unusual recordings that you couldn't find anywhere else. And it was so sad to see it go. People go online and buy things, but I always loved the art of browsing. And it was always picking up something and getting a, I don't know, some special feeling, or it might be the graphics or something where it just sort of speaks to you.
Brad Paul used to be with Rounder Records.
Johnny D's, I cannot count the number of great shows that I've seen there over the years. Just amazing national talent in a small, intimate venue like that. Doesn't happen very often. And the opportunity to see artists as they were climbing up the ladder, as the saying goes. I was there when Gillian Welch did her first showcase. I was there when Alison Krauss in Union Station played at Johnny D's. And that's going to be it's going to leave a big hole in the fabric of our community.
Ty Irwin, formerly of WFNX.
Johnny D's, one night you could see a Latino act or world music from Africa, reggae, or some classic rocker. T.T.'s is like the startup place. That's where the teenage bands and really young artists go to, you know, cut their teeth. You'd sit through some really hideous acts to see some good ones. And, you know, we always loved that about it, actually, that it was that raw.
Musician Dickie Barrett of the Mighty Mighty Bostones.
Change is always difficult, and change, when it involves things you're very passionate about, like rock and roll and the Boston music scene, is not only difficult, but it can be sad. And the closing of T.T. the Bears is a very, very sad event. It gave me lots of joy and lots of happiness. And it was an awful lot of fun playing the final week at T.T. the Bears' place.
Julie Kramer was a longtime DJ at WFNX. She's now at Radio BDC.
The Bostones were at T.T.'s. I thought that will definitely be like a highlight. Absolutely. It was great. It was all their fans and their chanting and the craziness and, you know, all the big sweaty dudes in a mosh pit. When's the last time you've been to a mosh pit? You know, it was really good. And you know, they were all so fired up. And, I mean, it was hot and sweaty and gross, and it was beautiful.
Nothing's as grungy as T.T.
You know, the old saying, you don't miss your water until it's gone. I think particularly those two clubs who had been around for so long, sometimes we might have taken them for granted. And I think we're really going to miss them.
Joyce Linehan used to manage and promote indie music acts.
These things have a lifespan. You know, as sad as I am to see them go, I think things do have a lifespan, so it makes sense that they're not going to be there anymore. They were absolutely vital parts of the scene when they were vital parts of the scene, but something new will come along.
But I'm frightened of the things I might find.
I don't know how the town will change and what areas will heat up. It has a lot to do with zoning and real estate and the ability for somebody to take on the ridiculously massive job of wanting to present live music. It takes a special kind of person, and they're not dime a dozen. They're very unusual, unpredictable, quirky people, these club owners and music promoters, and of course even bands and band management. They're unique people, and they'll always be out there, and they'll always find a place, but where? Man, that's anybody's guess.
There are places like the Middle East that exist, and the Lizard Lounge. I mean, there are places, the Atwoods, that still cater to local artists and touring artists. But as the landscape again changes and the numbers become fewer, it makes it harder because these places get booked up faster and there's less alternatives.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
There's a lot of house parties now, and a lot of bands playing sort of in underground venues and whatnot, but I don't think there's the radio support on terrestrial radio for bands to get heard. Although, you know, you do have things that we didn't have then, like your Facebook, your Tumblr, your Twitter, your Snapchat. It's a different scene now. Bands are getting the word out differently.
There's really ambitious, entrepreneurial up-and-comers all the time. Today's house party in Brighton is going to turn into tomorrow's booking agent for the Sinclair or chief engineer at the Brighton Music Hall. You know, crew members at a Foo Fighters show at Fenway Park didn't just pop out of nowhere. They've been working in the local scene. So the biggest shows at Fenway down to the smallest shows at Great Scott, there's always going to be content and people who want to bring it to us, thankfully.
Boston and Cambridge have a long history of having a very vibrant music scene, and I don't see that changing. I think that there will always be great talent here, attracted by the schools, attracted by the very educated and music-hungry audience that lives here. And as long as that continues, there'll always be a great scene.
I'm in love with rock and roll, and I'll be out all night.
Boston indie music performers and lovers on the closings of Weirdo Records, T.T. the Bears, and next year, Johnny D's. In order from first to last, you heard from musician Peter Wolf, music promoter and consultant Brad Paul, consultant and former DJ Ty Irwin, Dickie Barrett of the Mighty Mighty Bosstones, Julie Kramer of Radio BDC, and Joyce Linehan, former music manager, now chief of policy for the city of Boston.